This is Morning Edition on New England Public Media. I'm Carrie Healy. Northampton, Massachusetts voters will go to the polls Tuesday in the city's mayoral preliminary election. Four candidates are seeking to replace incumbent David Narkiewicz, who is not running for another term. He's held the seat since 2012. New England Public Media's Adam Frenier takes a look at the race.
During a recent debate broadcast by Northampton Open Media, one hot-button issue that came up, Northampton's Department of Community Care, which is slowly ramping up operations. It's designed as an alternative to the police for responding to mental health calls and social service needs. It's also been the subject of much debate along with policing reform.
Let's move on to the fourth question.
Gina Louise Shara is the city council president. She said she worked with the mayor on establishing a police review commission, which recommended the new department. Along with the rest of the candidates, Shara was asked who should respond to a domestic violence incident late at night.
So community care also is something that someone would be able to request. So if someone's not requesting that service and it sounds like it could be a dangerous situation, I would not send a community care person. I would send a police officer to that response.
Shawna Fischel, a social worker, said it's important to consider the residents involved. For example, Fischel said if it's a queer couple, people of color, or if children are involved.
All those attributes are severely important to understand because most of those marginalized groups, if you send a cop to resolve the issue will escalate.
Some advocates have complained the community care department is not yet properly funded. Roy Martin, a retiree and frequent candidate for mayor, favors a wait-and-see approach to the new department's budget.
I'd say, okay, we'll give it a shot, but I mean, we're not going to give them millions of dollars, right, and have them hire a whole bunch of people, and then 2 years later, they're firing them people, laying them people off because it didn't work out.
And Mark Warner, a transportation analyst, also supports the new department and pointed out other potential uses for it.
Their services will go beyond the emergency response. So there's also an outreach service that they will provide for dealing with mental health issues, substance abuse, outreach to the homeless.
Another topic that came up, homelessness in Northampton in a recent decision by Mayor Narkiewicz to remove people living at Pulaski Park in the city's downtown. Shara, Warner, and Martin all favored the move, citing a recent violent incident at the park. Fischel said the city hasn't done enough to help homeless people, and clearing out the park just pushed the problem away. At the end of the debate, the quartet had a chance to speak to voters on why they'd be a good mayor. For Shara, it was her experience.
Well, I'm the only candidate with elected municipal experience, and I have a lot of it. I've been a ward councilor, an at-large councilor, vice president of the council, the council president right now. I've sat on many, many committees.
In his final pitch, Warner didn't name Shara by name, but did criticize the city council's recent decision-making process.
And I think the council in recent years has yielded to loud voices, and it has left its role behind making sure that the city represents the broader interests of the city as a whole.
Meanwhile, Fischel claimed to be the most progressive candidate in the field.
I see Black Lives Matter signs everywhere in the city, but I don't think that we're really, truly holding ourselves accountable for true progressive reform. And that's what I bring to this table.
And Martin said he'll listen.
I'm not boss of the people of the city. The people are my boss. The people come to me and say what they want and what they need. And I will work towards getting them that.
The top two vote-getters Tuesday move on to November's general election. Shara holds the upper hand in fundraising, raising more than the other three candidates combined. According to state campaign finance data, she'd taken in nearly $22,000 as of the end of August. That includes a $500 donation from the outgoing mayor, Narkiewicz. For New England Public Media, I'm Adam Frenier.